Demonstrate the essence of ethical behavior clearly and effectively. Imagine you're in a hurry, driving too fast, and your child is in the back seat watching. You get pulled over, try to talk your way out of the ticket, but fail, and then mutter your frustration. While it may seem like just another stressful moment to you, your child is learning from your actions. If you preach following the rules but break them when it's convenient, they notice. How can they trust the importance of honesty if you lie to avoid a fine? Or respect, if you talk badly about others behind their backs? Your child is always watching, and your actions teach them more than words ever could. Our actions often speak louder than our words, and as parents, we should lead by example, just like Socrates did with his life, not just his teachings.
When our children misbehave or make poor choices, it's easy to wonder where they learned that behavior, but we may be unintentionally modeling it ourselves.
The next time they act out, ask yourself, have they seen me do this? It's a reminder that our kids are always watching, and this is a chance to improve and show them the right way to act. Let them see us making good choices, so they know how to do the same. Cherish them wholeheartedly.
Bruce Springsteen's father didn't talk much to him as a child, and he didn't show much love either.
This made the singer think, even as an adult and a successful musician, that perhaps he hadn't earned his father's love.
Bruce Springsteen experienced a deep sadness.
He often drove past his childhood home, fixating on what he lacked, the love from his father, which he believed could heal him. Despite his fame and success, this missing affection haunted him. Children shouldn't have to question or seek parental love. It shouldn't be selective, only given when things are good, easy, or when they achieve success or make you proud. Show love through service to your child. Express your love and care consistently. Your role is to support your child in every way, cooking meals, tying shoelaces, taking them to appointments, and ensuring their safety. Your child deserves unconditional love and care without having to earn it or be denied, as they didn't choose to be here. Tell them they are sufficient as they are, no matter where or what they do. Don't demand they impress you, it suggests they owe you or could let you down. Your affection surpasses that. Next time you see your child playing outside or leaving a room, try this. Say, "Hey, there's something important I want to tell you." Then wait and watch their reaction. What do you think they're anticipating? If they seem surprised or confused by something so simple and true, consider what that says about you and the expectations you set. It might highlight an area where you can improve. Nobody regrets spending too much time saying "I love you" throughout their life. Prioritize family above all else for better well-being and harmony. Family should always come first. For example, King George IV used to meet his prime minister, Winston Churchill, every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. to talk about important national issues. But when Queen Elizabeth II became queen, she changed the meeting time to 6:30 p.m. so she could be with her kids during bath time.
This shows that being a parent means balancing different things.
If you focus too much on work to provide for your family, you might not have time for yourself or your kids. But if you spend too much time with family or relaxing, you may not have enough money to reach your goals. As artist Austin Kleon said, "Work, family, scene. You can pick just two." As a parent, it's important to know when to say yes and when to say no. Your family, especially your kids, should always come first. It's fine to follow your goals and enjoy hobbies, but don't let them take time away from your family.
Sometimes, just being there is enough.
If this doesn't happen on its own, make sure to set aside regular, non-negotiable time with your child.
Think of it like saving memories in a memory bank that you build over time.
Create lasting memories with your family. Think about your childhood. What do you remember the most? It's usually the little things, like a drive home after a game or a family barbecue on a warm night.
Sometimes, even a difficult family dinner or a hurtful comment can stay in your mind for years.
Now, think about the memories you're making with your child. What will they remember when they grow up? If you feel like you're not creating enough special moments, ask yourself, what can you change to make more of them? Manage emotions and practice patience for better outcomes.
Life throws many responsibilities at you, tasks, pleasing others, raising children.
It can be tough and stressful. But how you handle it is up to you. When things go wrong, do you get angry or pause to calmly solve the problem? When you scold kids for acting too mature to sulk about dinner or ask others to clean their rooms, you often forget to hold yourself to the same standard. To help your child develop a strong inner voice, practice patience and emotional control. Your actions shape the voice they hear in their head. Acting without thinking can weaken the influence you're trying to build. A useful method for practicing patience and control in parenting comes from Pamela Druckerman's book, Bringing Up Bebe. She calls it the pause. Encourage independence in children. If your child falls off their bike and hurts themselves, instead of rushing to help right away, pause. Let them decide how badly they're hurt. When your toddler struggles with a new sentence, resist the urge to step in immediately. Take a moment and let them try to find the words on their own. If your teenager wants to quit tennis lessons, don't argue right away. Pause and listen to their reasons first. Using a pause helps you respond thoughtfully instead of instantly. Practicing patience in this way helps both you and your child learn from the situation. It might even encourage them to come to you with their problems more often. Patience and self-discipline are crucial assets for success. Consistently build their character development. The New Zealand All Blacks are known as one of the most successful rugby teams because of their talent, toughness, and imposing presence. However, another reason for their reputation and achievements is their habit of cleaning up their locker room after every game. They tidy up, put things away, and sweep the floor, showing self-responsibility and leaving the space neat for the next person. To help your kids become their best selves, teach them responsibilities like cleaning up after themselves or developing strong character. Character matters greatly, even with talent and motivation. It means nothing if character is lacking. As the ancient Greek thinker Heraclitus once said, character determines destiny. To ensure your children develop strong character, focus on punishments that also teach valuable lessons. Practical discipline, sports coach's strategy. To tackle bad behavior effectively, consider practical punishments, like a sports coach who has players do push-ups for not meeting standards. When your child misbehaves, think of a way to help them grow. For example, they could clean the bathroom or learn about capital cities. For bigger lessons, suggest volunteer work or helping paint the house. Children may not appreciate it now, but teaching them tough lessons will help them grow into resilient adults who are ready for life's challenges. Help them fulfill their potential. In ancient Greece, Lycurgus took two puppies from the same litter. He raised one puppy at home, while the other was raised in the hunting fields. Only the outdoor puppy would chase hares instead of eating its easily available food. Lycurgus used this idea to teach Spartan children how to become warriors. Your role as a parent is to nurture. It's not about making them stars or athletes, or ensuring they take over the family business, although that could happen. Your job is to guide your children as they grow into themselves. Your child's identity ultimately develops from them. While you'll expose them to various activities and experiences, they'll naturally lean towards some. As a parent, recognize and support these emerging interests and talents. Encourage diverse interests in children. Your son isn't keen on fixing cars like the rest of the family? Maybe it's time to accept his new passion for playing the piano. As parents, our role is to support our children in exploring their interests. They'll find their own path in the world with our guidance. When you push your child in a specific direction, you might prevent them from reaching their full potential. While you have a big influence on their life, they need to find their own path in the end. Shame is learned, not natural. It's passed down from parents to children and stops them from being themselves. Always support children's interests and expressions without criticism. Let them enjoy who they are and find happiness in being themselves. This is how you support your child's growth. Curiosity is the ultimate power of the mind. Coach Pete Carril and his father shared an important lesson with young players. Stronger opponents often overpower weaker ones, but those who are smart find ways to outwit even the strongest. No matter what advantages you're born with, whether wealth, talent, or opportunity, your brain is your ultimate secret weapon. As a parent, your role is to teach your child how to harness the power of their mind. Begin teaching early. Younger children are more impressionable, so it's crucial to instill habits for a healthy mind before they can resist. Encourage curiosity and open-mindedness in children. The world is full of fascinating things to explore. Help them observe and ask questions. For example, ask them about their day. What color was the car they went to the store in? How many cows did they see in the field on their way? Importance of reading for children's mental development. The best gift you can give your children for a strong, healthy mind is the habit of reading. As poet Margarita Engel once said, books are like doors. They can take us anywhere and show us anything. Show them how to read by doing it yourself. Keep lots of different books at home. When you read more, they'll follow your lead. Enhance reading by discussing books with others. Debate topics and characters to engage deeper understanding. Encouraging your child to read will always give them an edge in life. Key points. 1. Parenting is about leading by example and shaping character through actions. 2. Children absorb values from observing parental behavior in everyday situations. 3. Prioritize family time and consistent love over material success and achievements. 4. Patience, emotional control, and teaching responsibility are essential in parenting. 5. Encourage diverse interests and curiosity to support child individuality. 6. Teach the power of the mind early through reading and open-minded exploration. 7. Guide children towards resilience and self-discovery by supporting their natural inclinations.